Detroit, the near future. Officer Alex J. Murphy and his partner Ann Lewis fight to rid the decaying city of the criminal element which infests it. After being mortally wounded in the line of duty, Officer Murphy is outfitted by OCP with bulletproof titanium robotic parts and with computer-enhanced motor and sensory capabilities. He has become the ultimate super cop, RoboCop.
Hello and welcome once again to Reunited, and on the back of our RoboCop episode where we highlighted that they made a nice kids cartoon about RoboCop, ultra violence and shit, we're now doing our top five 80s cartoons.
That's right. So, Neil, RoboCop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Superb.
Right, so you're sitting down in the meeting and stuff and you're thinking, right, ultra violent RoboCop, what can we do next?
Kids show.
Exactly.
A wholesome kids show. It's even got Clarence in it.
Really?
Yes. You see him, like, yeah.
What does he say? Bitch.
Bitches leave. Yeah.
That's mental.
Yeah, it is.
I've never actually seen the TV series or the cartoon series.
Yeah, I just saw a couple of clips of it. I never watched it at the time or anything.
So, yeah, that's obviously one thing that you're just not going to really think of. But then, as we said in the RoboCop thing, you got the armada of games, toys, and then obviously the shows, and then the sequel and all that. And that's what I forgot to say as well about the toys. Do you remember one of the funniest fakey toys ever is RoboCop? But they didn't call it RoboCop because they'll get sued.
Oh, yeah.
They called it Robert Cop.
Robert Cop. Bobby Cop.
Bobby Cop. Oh, shit, the Bobby Cops, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, that's a minute in, and we've already talked about Bobby's.
Yep.
So, yeah, the inspiration between that is it just gives us an avenue, an opportunity to talk about our best 80s cartoons. Now, we're just going to go solo, or solo times two on this.
Yeah, we're each going to go solo.
Yeah, obviously. And then we've got a wee bonus thing to finish off with, which hopefully you'll quite enjoy.
Yeah.
So, Neil.
I am.
Why not ask that, so then you can have the number one last?
Sure, whatevs.
Okay.
I'm guessing there's going to be some doubles on this, potentially.
Potentially.
Yeah.
And I'm sure hopefully we'll talk about the, because mine's was quite a tough list, and hopefully we'll be able to talk about some that missed out on honourable mentions that we didn't have for each.
Yeah.
Because there's just loads.
Oh, yeah.
Very much loads. Okay, so number five, I'm going in quite early because this was a show that was in 1983. Well, started in 1983. Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh.
Hey, look! A Dungeons and Dragons ride! Wow, neat!
Give me a break.
Was Venger, the force of evil. I am Dungeon Master, your guide in the realm of Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeon Master. Techie teacher.
No techie teacher called Dungeon Master. So it ran for three seasons, only 27 episodes.
Yeah.
And it was quite infamous because the last final episode never actually got done. So you actually didn't see them get back home.
All right, okay.
But there is a fan-made sort of mini-episode that does explain that.
Yeah.
So what's your memories of Dungeons & Dragons?
Yeah, I really like Dungeons & Dragons. I like the bad guy. He was kind of scary.
Yeah.
But cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then looking at this, it was Optimus Prime is the bad guy.
Pure Cullen.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mental, like the one-horned dude.
Yeah, it's quite cool as well because you do see a lot of like repeating names for your childhood, like come up and on loads of shows. Peter Cullen's on quite a few shows, shows as well.
Yeah.
And it was quite cool. Did you ever see the new Dungeons and Dragons movie yet?
Finally watched it.
Yeah?
Yes. What
do you think?
It's very... I really liked it.
Yeah.
Really liked it. It's funny. It's very, like, different. It doesn't... Like, the cartoon's totally different.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like, it's... Like, there's wee Easter eggs and stuff, I noticed. But,
did you like the wee cameo of the cartoon characters?
Aye, yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah, but, yeah, it's a good movie. Funny.
Yeah.
Yep. Hugh Grant, man. And Chris Pine, funny. Really cool, actually.
Chris Pine's always funny.
Yeah, yeah, good.
Oh, I showed it to the missus and she actually wet herself, almost physically wet herself when he was doing the wee thing with the Yeah. And he just slowly
has a stroke.
Yeah. It's like a candle.
Yeah.
Braid. What madness is this?
I think they're starting to get suspicious.
What's your number five?
Yeah, my number five, I've gone quite obscure here because I was concerned about the clashes. But I was remembering, this is like an early Spider-Man cartoon. Ooh. That I used to watch called Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends.
Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends. Iceman and Firestar.
But this is old school, early. Yeah. This is early 80s stuff. And this is the one where it's got Spider-Man, Firestar, and Iceman. And they all live with Aunt May.
Alright, okay. Ooh.
Like, right. They're like students. So they're sort of like lodging with her. And then they... but they're basically just doing their hero shit all the time. But it's got loads of the like famous bad guys throughout.
Right.
Like Doctor Doom and shit, like all the big name bad guys were in. I used to just like it as a really young kid.
Well, when was that?
That's 83-ish, I think.
Right.
It's pretty old.
What was that on? Was that like CBeebies or something?
I think it was on BBC. I think it was just on BBC, yeah.
Because you had the during the week cartoons, then you had the weekend cartoons as well.
And you would often get them like on Going Live and shit. They would have wee sprinklings of cartoons.
Yep.
And I've got a feeling it might have been on that. I've not looked when it was... what it was on, but I think it was a BBC one.
Going Live, can you remember the number? With the phone in Going Live.
5-star.
No, not 5-star.
Elliot, what's your question?
I'd like to ask 5-star whether it's like fucking crap, the fucking
Thanks very much, Elliot.
The 081. 811.
8181.
8181.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's something there.
But yeah, that's old school. Quite obscure, and it's quite, like I looked it up again, it's quite shitty. You know, basic stuff, but I loved it as a young kid, just because it was cool.
Memories, man. Yeah. All right, my number four. Awesome intro. Really cool cartoon. Muppet Babies.
Is everything all right in here?
Yes, Nanny.
Now get this, it ran from 1984 to 1991.
I didn't realise it was as old as that.
Yeah. 8 series and 107 episodes.
Okay.
It was cool because obviously we mentioned it before, I used to like the wee Star Wars sound effects and stuff, eh?
Yeah. It's just an obscure idea for a cartoon. If you think about it, it's like, what the fuck were they thinking?
I know.
And how did it work?
I don't know, but it did. Just did. And Nanny, you could only see her legs.
Like the old Tom and Jerry cartoons.
Well, maybe a bit more PC.
Oh, yeah.
Muppet Babies, man. It's just great. Yeah, we'll just shrink them down into Muppets babies.
Yeah. Yeah, but that must be what they said at the meeting. Let's make them babies.
Hey, well, it worked out. You got like Baby Yoda in that now, so.
Yep.
All right, what's your number four?
We mentioned it, Dungeons and Dragons.
Wow.
Get the fuck out of here, yeah.
Let's get out of here! The whole place is gonna blow!
But what about the portal?
It's gone, Sheila!
Yeah, and so are we. Hang on!
What was previously said is said.
So, what did you actually like about it at the time? Because I remember it had a really cool intro as well.
Yes.
Not the song, but just
the whole story of what happened to them. Yeah, it was cool.
Going into like the roller coaster and then it changed. It was like awesome.
Yeah.
And I just totally had you hooked.
And I think I was initially hooked on, you know, how the hell are they going to get out of this?
Yeah.
And then now you're telling me that they never got out of it.
So. Like Sam Beckett and Quantum Leap, you just never leaped home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just left us dangling.
Yeah, dangling.
It's like Robert Cop. Bobby Cop. Well, right, now we're into serious, probably retread territory because I'm guessing this might be on your list as well. But now my number three, Teenage Mutant Hero / Ninja Turtles.
April sure was mad.
Oh well, you know women.
No, we don't.
1987 to 1996.
Okay. God, I didn't realise that was as old as that either. I thought it was more 90s.
10 series, 193 episodes.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, that was right in our zeitgeist.
Yep.
You know, it was just so colourful and just so cool. And yeah, obviously Uncle Phil voicing Shredder back in the days.
Yeah.
It was just awesome.
And then, like, never actually using their weapons to stab people or that.
Well, they weren't allowed to use their nunchucks and stuff. Yeah, that's... Oh,
we weren't allowed to be ninjas in Britain for some reason.
Oh, be incognito.
Yeah.
Heroes. So, aye, it was just great. I don't know when I dropped off, obviously. Like, going for 96, I'd been well gone by
that. Oh, yeah.
But it was just great. There were some golden years there.
Definitely.
And what's your number three?
My number three is Mask.
Satellite link. Interface with headquarters. Select the best suited agents for this mission.
Bruce Sato, mechanical engineer and design specialist. Vehicle code name Rhino.
As I demonstrated, the toy cars use the light to... And that concludes this demonstration.
Dusty Hayes, auto and marine stunt driver. Vehicle code name Gator. Gloria Baker, champion race driver, black belt in kung fu. Vehicle code name Shark.
Ha! Mask.
Yeah, I thought you were going to burst into song there. I'm kind of glad you didn't.
Ma.
Mobile Armored Strike Command.
That's right.
As they're known.
Command with a K.
Of course. But yeah, I love this. The toys were cool as well.
The toys were awesome. The
vehicles were brilliant.
Really cool.
Yeah, like they, really good.
Yeah, and they are very expensive now on eBay.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I'd kept them.
Oh, yeah, I had loads.
I just remember the bad guy's truck was Jackhammer. Awesome.
Jeez, oh.
Yeah, and Miles Mayhem, the bad guy, head of Venom.
Venom, yeah.
And then I was looking at Venom. Do you see what that stands for?
No, go on, tell me.
Vicious Evil Network of Mayhem.
Can you imagine just like the wee like meeting at the hub and stuff? Right, let's think of a real cool name, badass name. What are we going to call themselves?
Venom. Brilliant.
It's like Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Just change it to X.
And then, like, the story of it, the main guy, Tracker, Matt Tracker.
Matt Tracker, yeah, yeah.
Fucking Venom kill his dad.
Well.
It's like death in kids' cartoon type shit. And then I was looking at it, and some of this, the storylines is, like, Venom doing, like, crazy shit. They're, like, stealing dinosaurs, trying to... But honestly, it's totally... It's fucked up stuff that they're doing, like... It's not just normal terrorism, like... Yeah. But, yeah, I loved it.
Oh, yeah, I loved it too. Yeah,
awesome intro and awesome toys and awesome cartoon. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, really, the toys were top notch. T-Bob? Remember T-Bob?
Yes.
Yeah.
The motorbike type scootery thing.
My number two is T-Bob. Mask!
Oh, you motherfucker.
I stopped you once today, Mask, and I'll stop you again.
Unto others, let's see how you like being forced down.
Cable Weaver only ran for two seasons, 1985 to 1986.
That's mental, because I would never have thought that.
No, 75 episodes though.
Yeah,
because sometimes like those seasons are long.
Yeah, it's a chubby season, like
chubby rain. And this was actually the only cartoon on my list that doesn't feature Frank Welker.
Okay.
Frank Welker, he's like the king of all voices. You got your Jim Cummins, Peter Cullerton's, and then Frank Welker's at the very top of the tree.
Okay.
Like, he does everything. Any like animal that you hear, even in movies, is probably Frank Welker.
Any animal?
Any animal. Seriously.
Jaws.
Monkeys. Anything.
Jaws, get me Welker.
I'm totally.
I need him to roar in Jaws the Revenge.
Exactly. No. Because actually, Jim Cummins he's the voice of Winnie the Pooh and all that stuff. And Leatherhead and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. On his podcast, he talks about Frank Welker, says anything that you get, he'll be there. And he'll ask you to do like a monkey. And Frank Welker will say, from where? Like Asia. And he'll really narrow it down. So like monkeys have got regional voices.
I want a Fife monkey. Come on, Welker. That's not a Fife monkey. That's a Ouija monkey.
Give me a kebab pie for Scottish bastard. fucking Fisher and Donaldson's. Fudge donut, you bastard.
Yeah, that's a Fife monkey.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's got to drown that.
Yeah.
What were we talking about? Mask.
Yes, Welker, Mask.
No, he's not even in it. Fuck Welker.
Yeah, fuck Welker. Too good for Mask. Fuck him.
Oh, dear. So, yeah. Yeah, Mask is good.
Yeah. Mask is good. Mask is nice.
Venom. Go on, you wee prick. Number two.
Yeah, fuck you. My number two is Thundercats.
You gotta snap out of it, Lion-O! Call the Thundercats before...
Shut up, you fuck. I should have known the Territor didn't mean us any harm when the Sword of Omens didn't obey me. And anyway, it was just plain stupid to assume it might be bad. Just what the fuck am I talking about?
Thundercats. Ho.
Sorry, I was thinking
more
of
the
time.
throwing me a Nazi salute.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Thundercats, again, like, awesome toys. The Thunder Tank, brilliant. And I love the bad guys. I always liked when the bad guys were kind of proper bad. Mm-hmm. And Mumra was, like, legitimately scary as well, in both forms, I thought.
Yeah,
he
absolutely
goes from, like, a scary mummy into, like, a brick shithouse.
Yeah. And it's really, like, in the intro, it just makes you shit yourself alone.
Yeah, the screaming shit.
That sounds like you when you're just...
9 p.m. 9 p.m.
Till I come.
But then again, that's the other one where they leave their home planet and then the main guy dies and he's like the sort of spirit at the beginning, kind of like a force ghost type thing.
That's right, aye, because you see him in the intro above the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually don't have that on my list, spoiler, but I remember looking at it and they didn't have that many series either.
Yeah, I've got the box set of the first two seasons.
That might just be like the only ones I've got then.
Yeah.
I know they rebooted it recently.
All right, okay, I've never seen any of that. But it I just love this. It just, I don't know why at the time, but it was like properly appealed to me.
Yeah. Well, so yeah, just great. And the toys were cool as well.
Yeah.
But really chunky figures as well.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
And the sword was cool as well. It got bigger. When he shouted ho, it got bigger. Don't scare me.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Okay, you're number one.
My number one.
One.
It can only be Transformers.
I'll scream, you fool, you ruined my shot!
It's the 20th century, all right. Now let's clear out!
What's the matter? Aren't you glad to see us?
1984 to 1987, we're talking specifically the G1, Generation 1, OG.
What about Welker? How's he involved in this shit?
He's Megatron.
Oh, is he? Of course he is.
Yeah.
Is he Megatron's cat as well?
He's not a monkey. No, he's Megatron.
Fight Megatron.
And he's actually, Galvatron in the movie was played by Leonard Nimoy. But they went back because the first two seasons are pre-movie. And then between season two, at the end of season two, to the Transformers movie, there was like a jump of 15 years.
Okay.
And that's when everybody in their dug dies.
You got the touch.
Well, Decepticons got the touch because they killed half the Autobots.
Yeah.
And then after that, the series three starts right after, literally right at the end of the movie.
Oh, right, okay.
Five Faces of Darkness, it's called. And then in the series, Welker takes over from Nemo. And it's actually quite cool because I forgot how... Because you love Megatron, but Galvatron is so unhinged. It gives it a different dimension to being the bad guy. He's just one crazy motherfucker. He just lays waste to everything. He doesn't give a monkey's... Way! But yeah, wow. Four seasons it lasted, 98 episodes.
Okay. And I thought it went on longer than that.
No. No, I think it continued in Japan. I'm sure it was the Headhunters cartoons.
Okay.
Obviously, the legacy still remains, and there's loads of different series, and the timelines can jump all over the place, but it's G1, original all the way for me. It was just amazing. Great titles, but they were all different. So, I've not watched season 4 yet, so I don't know if they'll have a different title sequence. I think there's only 4 episodes in season 4 as a wee wrap up.
Alright, okay.
But yeah, there was different sort of intros. between the three.
Yeah.
Which is great. And it might lead us on to a wee bonus thing at the end.
It might.
But before we do that, Neil.
Yeah.
I would like you to talk about your number one.
My number one. And again, probably not a surprise for you. He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
You try my patience, witch.
It's the sorceress, you boob.
Back up, muscle boy.
You furry coward.
Come, you fools. Too late, fools. Pass you all. Fool.
You blundering fool.
You're all fools if you think you can stop me.
He-Man, talk to me.
Okay.
Fabulous secret powers.
Yeah, I love this cartoon. This was like 420 CITV. I think it was a Monday it was on. And it was just like, set aside time, make sure you're watching this. And again, the toys were awesome. This was a proper...
Those are chunky toys.
Yeah, let's make money putting characters in it just to sell as toys type stuff. It was a bit...
Yeah, we're looking at you as well, Transformers.
Yeah, deliberately done, but I loved it. And they also had that sneaky thing where they used the same mold for two different toys. They would just make them like a different colour. Like Merman and Stinkor.
Stinkor? Stinkor. He stank, for real?
Yeah. He twisted the hips and he stank. But they were the same mold.
It's all in the hips.
Merman was green, but Stinkor was like skunk colours. Uh-huh. But it was the same mold. And they had a guy called Fakor.
It's Merman. Is he the one with his eyes pop suit?
No, that's... Is he not Manta or something? And there was a guy called Fakor, and he was the same as He-Man, only he was blue. His skin was blue.
Did he go, I Fakor my orgasms?
There wasn't a lot of coming in He-Man, to be honest. So
no, no Jim Cummins.
Maybe he was faking. Christ, I thought that was Luke Goss.
But you're he's fucking out. He's out. He's not allowed here.
Yeah, but yeah, again, the vehicles were cool.
Yeah. Oh, what was that hairy one? Remember the brown, hairy bad guy?
Grizzlaw. He was in Grizzlaw. That's a She-Ra villain.
Is it She-Ra?
Yeah, and so is the Manta guy. He's She-Ra as well.
Yeah.
And Leech.
Oh, yeah. Leech. It stuck on shit, didn't it?
You could spray water out of it and stuff as well.
Hordak.
Yeah. And they had that. Yeah, there was one that you could like take the head off and fill it with water and scoosh the water out the mouth.
Oh, what about the one that when you bash the head goes round? Oh, no, that's like chest damage and shit, isn't it?
There was Manny Faces. And you could spin the face round.
It was a face of many faces.
Yeah, but it was cool. And then another thing that was ridiculous about He-Man was the disguise. He didn't even have a fucking disguise. At least Clark Kent had a pair of fucking glasses. He-Man didn't. He just changed his clothes. It was exactly the same, but nobody knew he was He-Man apart from Man-at-Arms and Teela and the Sorceress.
And fabulous secret powers were revealed to him.
Yeah, put on a different jacket and nobody will know it's you.
That's Cringer. My fearless friend.
Yeah, Prince Adam.
I'm Adam, Prince of Eternia.
Hello.
Fabulous secret. Have you ever heard like the rave version of the He-Man?
Oh, fuck no.
No, he's singing, What's Going On?
Oh, right, okay.
And I think it was actually used in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
Why not?
It was out last year.
The He-Man rave version.
Me and Mayhem.
And he prays!
Sorry, Vanilla Ice, we've got no work for you now. We're using the He-Man rave song instead. Get out of here, Van Winkle.
All right, stop.
You stop.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we'll have lots of honourable mentions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and the other thing with He-Man I forgot to say was the little, it was like the end of Montel Williams, where he would give you like the life advice at the end. Yes. Listen, kids, if you get in a situation, you know, they would...
Yeah, no.
Don't talk to strangers and all that shit at the end.
I think there was a PSA that just popped up on Twitter recently that was ridiculous. I don't know if it was about gun controls or drugs.
Yeah,
or something.
There was always the little moral message at the end, which was kind of ridiculous, but yeah, cool.
In today's story, Elena tried taking a magic potion which she thought would help her. Well, she found out there aren't any magic potions. And you know what? There aren't any magic drugs either. Anytime you take one from anybody but your parents or your doctor, you're taking a very big chance. You're gambling with your health, maybe even your life. Drugs don't make your problems go away. They just create more.
That's weird. That's great. So honourable mentions, there'll have to be a few.
There's tons. I've got, I'll just say the ones that we've duplicated. I've got Transformers on the list.
Oh, they have to be.
You want to delve in with some?
Okay, I've got He-Man, She-Ra.
Yep.
Thundercats I've got.
Yep.
The Real Ghostbusters.
Yep, got that. I really like that.
Yes, especially the first few seasons. Yeah, when it was actually really scary.
I was freaked out with Egon's hair, though. I never sat right with me that.
And guess who played Ray Stance?
Oh. Frank.
It's Frank. Frank.
We want a Fife Stance.
Not a Buffalo Stance. Fuck you, Nina Cherry.
That ghost up your gadge.
Fuck's sake, man. Yeah, Real Ghostbusters is cool. That's what, like, the new Ghostbusters movie. In fact, it's been said quite a lot. It reminded folk of, like, a Real Ghostbusters episode.
The newest one, the Frozen one. Yeah, I haven't watched that yet.
I enjoy it, yeah. Maybe for what it is. What else have you got on your list?
I've got a few others. Danger Mouse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've got Banana Man.
Okay.
Just because of that villain who's... I think it was like a... I don't know whether he had like ice cream head with a cherry on top, but his head looked like a tit. It always amused me. When Eric eats a banana, he wants a diddy. But yeah,
Jeez.
And the other one I've got is Defenders of the Earth.
Defenders?
Yeah, that's the ones. Yeah.
It is. Maybe we'll discuss that later on.
I think that might have been another going live type one.
Yeah. Yeah. That was.
That was cool.
Yeah. What other ones I've got? Ewoks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're going to have droids and everything as well, surely.
Not droids. As I said, droids, I just remember, obviously, Anthony Daniels and stuff, and I think, like, the lead guy in was called Mungo Beetlebab.
Of course he was. I didn't enjoy droids. Even as, like, a super Star Wars fan. Well, you were too, but...
Ewoks was a cut above.
Yeah.
Ewoks. Shit song, though. Shit tale. The raccoons...
Oh, yeah.
That might...
Cyril Sneer.
Yeah. Oh, pa!
Oh, yeah, the son, he was an annoying little fucker. Yeah. What was Cyril Sneer meant to be?
Is it like an antelope or something, or an anteater or something?
I don't know. It was a weird pink thing with a strange nose.
A bent cock for a nose, man. Jeez.
Yeah.
And the last one I'll mention I've got as well, Police Academy. The animated series.
Fuck, I didn't even know that was a thing.
There was. It was also a TV series.
Any legit cast members? No.
Just one.
Who?
Just one guess.
Hightower.
No. I'll give you one other guess.
Tackleberry.
No. This is the only guy to appear in every single Police Academy movie.
Oh, shit.
Every cartoon and all the TV series. And he also appeared in the Edinburgh Festival of Fringe a few years ago. I'll give you a clue.
Oh, yeah. Sound effect, dude. Again, I'm glad people just heard that and didn't see it.
Wait till I get my clothes back on. Michael Winslow.
Oh, yeah, Winslow.
Yeah, Larvell Jones.
Committed to the role.
Yeah, and there was like a toy line as well for all that stuff.
Fuck's sake, no way.
Yes.
Get a Mahoney toy.
Get Mahoney.
Harris, you got to have a Harris toy.
Yeah, but it's something anyway. It's something.
Yeah.
You got any other honourable mentions before we move on to the next seg?
No, that's it. That was just the ones. Like, you could go on forever. You could list just about every second cartoon that was on at the time. But yeah, that's the ones.
Well, it's certainly been fun shooting the shit and talking about that stuff.
Yeah.
You know what? Why does the fun need to stop here?
It doesn't.
It won't.
Okay.
We don't need to stop, Neil, because we're going to go right on. We're doing a little bonus.
Keep pushing.
Bono.
Yeah. Oh, no. Sonny Bono. I'll get my coat.
We're doing the top 10 cartoon intros. Easy for me to say.
Yeah.
Bob's not in it.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, we'll kind of discuss this. It's not going to be a surprise for you, Neil, because you've taken part in this as well.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just, you told me to get raccoons to fuck.
Get raccoons to fuck. Yeah, bear in mind, this top 10 isn't actually, like, number one is not our number one choice as the best theme. We've just basically put the 10 best ones on a list.
Oh, sorry, actually, it wasn't the raccoons. I took that out because The Raccoons is too awesome because it was a full song.
All right,
at
okay.
the end. Also, we took out the real Ghostbusters as well because that was too much like the yeah. song. It was...
Same as the movie.
D'Artagnan.
Oh, fuck.
You point blank refused.
That grated on me, even
you
as a kid.
You said you would quit the pod. It was even included on
I'm
the
out list. Of this motherfucker.
How could you hate that?
Oh, well, no doubt there's a clip going to be of it anyway, but even the cartoon annoyed me. That just wobbly, watery-eyed shit that they did. I just did not...
Well, why did it need to be a clip when you can sing it like, here I'm... And then it goes on to the chorus.
Oh no, no, I hated that. That was
anyway. Yeah. So that's fair enough. That's fair enough. So what we've done is we've just bashed our heads together, and we'll just go down a list.
Okay.
Because they're all really good.
Yeah.
And we didn't want to really pin our flag to what's number one and stuff.
No.
Yeah?
Yep.
So, the first one we're going to talk about, touched on it briefly, and we're actually going to insert this in everything.
Give me some fucking warning.
We're not talking about Banana Man ice cream.
Dr. Tit, or whatever he was called.
Tite.
Oh yeah, Tite.
So, number 10, Defenders of the Earth.
Defenders.
Defenders of the Earth!
Defenders!
Out of the sky, his rockets ignite! Jets into battle flying faster than light!
Flash Gordon!
Lord of the jungle, the hero who stalks! The beasts call him brother, the goes to war!
Phantom!
Defenders of the Earth!
Defenders!
Master of magic spells and illusion! Enemies crumble in fear and confusion.
Mandrake,
defenders of the Earth.
Defenders. His strength is a legend. His skills conquer all. Armed with his power, we never will fall.
Lothar,
defenders of the Earth.
Defenders. With our new young heroes proving their worth, four become eight, defending the Earth.
Defenders of the Earth.
Defenders.
Now, the intro is cool because it gives like an introduction to every single character.
Oh, yeah.
And then it says its name, Lothar. And then it does that weird breakdown when it talks about the magician guy.
There's some you don't know, Kendrick. Who the fuck is Kendrick?
Kendrick Lamar. Again, I don't know who the fuck he is.
It's a good cartoon, though.
Yeah, great.
And the intro, yeah, intro's awesome.
Yeah.
As we were saying, when we weren't recording, it's very Tenacious D. Yeah. It goes outrageous.
We ran the illusion. The illusion.
Lothar.
Kendrick. Earth.
Yeah, the cool echo, yeah. Brilliant.
Okay, now this is one that you pimped out.
Pimped it out?
Yeah, and I liked it too. Bravestar.
Distant time and faraway place, the planet of New Texas floats deep in space. Sky of three suns, land of precious ore, the carrion rush brought outlaws by the score. And one day a lawman appeared with powers of pop, wolf, puma, and bear. Protector of peace, mystic man from afar. Justice, mortal, Brave Star.
Eyes of the hawk, ears of the
bull.
Brave Star.
Of the
fair,
ears of the
bull. Brave Star. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It kind of is like it's a bit.
It takes a while to get going.
Yeah, it's a bit Dungeons and Dragons-y. It's sort of explaining the whole
but
setup.
But then at the end, it's like it really
yeah.
gallops.
Speed of the puma.
It's not a puma.
It's a puma.
Number 8. Can he not have that on the list? He-Man.
He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. I am Adam.
Prince of Eternia and defender of the secrets of Castle Grayskull. This is Cringer, my fearless friend. Fabulous secret powers were revealed to me the day I held aloft my magic sword and said,
"By the power of Grayskull,
Cringer became the mighty Battle Cat, and I became He-Man, the most powerful man in the universe. Only three others share this secret. Our friends, the Sorceress, Man-at-Arms, and Orko. Together we defend Castle Grayskull from the evil forces of Skeletor.
Yeah!
And the master.
Okay.
That's the new version.
That was the Backstreet Boys version.
That's right.
Yeah, awesome. Just for the giggling Skeletor at the end as well.
Yeah, like I did the excellent impression last time.
Yeah. Not so much this time.
No. Number seven.
Seven.
A classic. All right, defenders of the Earth over here.
Earth, Earth, Earth.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Dubbing it to Hero.
Yeah, what would you like me to insert in the edit?
It's got to be Ninja. Ninja.
Go Ninja.
Well, we remember it as Hero, but it's got to be Ninja.
Go Ninja, go Ninja, go.
Yeah.
Yeah, and obviously, like, the trivial, the pub trivia question is who wrote it. Chuck Lord had done, like, 2.5 Men and all that stuff. And
oh, right.
Okay. Yeah, he's done a bunch of other stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, he's done some shit, yeah.
That's a thing. Number six. We've touched on it twice. Frank Welker less. It's Mask.
Oh, yeah. Is there not like an instrumental version and a lyrical version? I think there's two.
Oh, I don't know.
But it's the one with the lyrics, man. Awesome.
The lyrics get you deep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number five, Gummy Bears.
Dashing and daring, courageous and caring, faithful and friendly with stories to share. All through the forest they sing out in chorus, marching along as their song fills the air. Gummy bears bouncing here and there and everywhere. High adventure that's beyond compare. They are the gummy bears. Magic and mystery are part of their history, along with the secret of gummy berry juice. Their legend is growing. They take pride in knowing the fight for what's right.
in here. You can't, as soon as you just say it, you want to just recite the lyrics. But yeah, great, great intro, terrible cartoon. Just too cutesy for me. There wasn't enough guns and stuff.
We are the gummy bears! It's like he gets a surprise at the end,
yeah.
Oh, shit!
Yeah, I used to actually watch the intro and then change channel.
Switch off. So, this is kind of similar to me because I wasn't really a huge fan of the cartoon. I didn't have a visceral reaction like you, but you mentioned it and I played it again and it just took me right back and it's awesome. Heathcliff.
Heathcliff, Heathcliff, no one should terrify their neighborhood. But Heathcliff just won't be undone, playing pranks on everyone. There's a race to be on top, the competition doesn't stop. Mixing with the ladies' fair, being charming, debonair. The game will reign supreme, and no one can deny that. They'll make them history, and always have an alibi. So join in the jubilee, the cats are great, they'll all agree.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Heathcliff, Heathcliff. Yeah.
Terrorize your neighborhood.
Yeah. And it's like his nemesis was a, he was an annoying little shit. But yeah, cool intro.
Yeah. No, I liked the intro. But
we discussed that before, the sort of, I was more a Garfield kind of guy, yeah. Well.
Next one on the list. Only got three more. Chip and Dale.
Slipping through the cracks, but these two gumshoes are picking up the slack. There's no case too big, no case too small. When you need help, just call Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers. Chip and Dale, when there's danger, no, no, it never fails. Once they're involved, somehow whatever's wrong, it's solved.
Chip, Chip, and Dale.
Rescue Rangers.
Did that not do a surprise ending as well?
I think it went Chip and Dale.
Yeah, I get it.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Holy fuck, was that not like a fucking Disney Club cartoon on like a Sunday morning type shit?
Here's one for you. I don't even think you know this for the amount of times that we've known. The Disney Club program, what was it called? Was it a Sunday?
Yeah.
Was it just called the Disney Club?
I think
Club?
It was Disney Club, yeah.
I got filmed in Edinburgh.
All right, oh no.
I was in the fucking audience.
Oh, of course you were.
And the guest that week, it was actually two. It was, Carol Smiley. And it was a lassie for Neighbours.
All right.
It was a blonde lassie for Neighbours. It used to go out with Brad or something like that back in the days. Sunday Bell? Does it ring any bells? Lucy Bell?
Lucy Bell. Rings a bell.
That's
right. Rings a bell.
Yeah. Anyway, she was on it too.
All right.
There you go.
Wow. Who knew?
Next
chip,
one.
Chip and Dale. And Iron.
And Bell.
And Bell.
Next one. Thundercats.
Thundercats are on the move. Thundercats are loose.
and their extending sword. Yeah. Oh, brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah, the sound effects was great in that as well.
Yeah.
That's like one of the intros that really benefits for the sound effect.
Yeah, and you get a wee, it's like a, like what we were saying on the Predator episode, how you get a wee snippet of each character,
yep,
and it shows you what they're like. Thundercats does that brilliantly. You see what every person's like.
Who was your favourite Thundercat?
Panthro. Panthro. Chitara's not got any clothes in the first episode. I can tell that's what you're remembering, but...
No.
Panthro.
Does he have clothes as well?
No, I think they're all.
No, is the Panthro not like he's got those spikes and shit, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when they first arrived, they don't have any gear.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. But yeah, Panthro was cool. Yeah. And he owned the Thunder Tank, so...
Thunder Tank.
Yeah.
Right. So the last one on the list. You can't not say an intros thing and not have this on. I'd probably even argue that if we did like do a proper list, it would be number one anyway.
Okay.
DuckTales.
Life is like a hurricane here in Duckburg. Race cars, lasers, aeroplanes. It's a duck blur. Might solve a mystery.
Huey, Louie and Dewey.
DuckTales.
You might solve a mystery. Or rewrite a history.
Yeah. Welker. Woo.
Oh, is he involved in this shit as well?
Fucking probably. Woo.
Get me Vanilla Ice. And get me Welker.
So right, some of the ones that I've got that didn't make the list.
Okay.
Count Duckula.
Duckula.
Inspector Gadget.
Do 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 do.
Family Ness.
Oh fuck! I'm not even going there with that. Why didn't they just get Scottish people to do the fucking voices?
Dude, they could have got Frank Welker. Welker, we need a fucking Scottish Loch Ness monster. None of your monkey pets.
These monsters are Scots.
Fucking freedom. What?
Hold.
Oh God. Is that what you say to yourself when you're in the moment?
No.
Squeeze a few extra minutes. Hold.
Seconds. Every second counts.
Well, that was great.
Yeah.
Let's finish off now. With everybody's favourite.
I got five on it.
You sound like you're surprised, like, Chip and Dale.
I got five on it. Yeah.
Never go that high again.
I can't.
No, you couldn't there.
No.
Okay. So, you want to explain the deets?
Yeah, it's basically questions, various movie questions. If you get it right on the first attempt, you get 2 points. If you ask for multiple choice, you get 1 point if you get it right. So you can gamble and go for glory, or you can get multiple choice and go for half glory.
Okay. The semi-glory.
Yeah, so it's basically there's 10 points available.
Let's go. Let's do this. Yeah. Straight in. Okay. Question one.
Okay.
We're tagging it. Tagline.
Okay.
Trapped in time, surrounded by evil, low on gas.
Oh shit, I should know this.
Oh shit. There is multiple choice though. Don't be afraid.
Ah, fuck. That's annoying.
Trapped in time, surrounded by evil, low on gas.
Ah, give me the multos.
Right. Is it A, Time Bandits, B, Army of Darkness, or C, Free Jack?
It's Army of Darkness. Without a scratch.
That is correct.
Yes. Fucking knew it.
Okay. This should be... I would expect you to get this one.
Though I like on Army of Darkness how they put Ash's head on, like, Ultimate Warrior's body on the front.
Mumbler's body. Yeah. Right.
Lucas.
Which character names appear in this film? Dennis Nedry, Robert Muldoon, and Lex Murphy. So these are character names in a film. Dennis Nedry.
Jurassic Park.
Yes. Multiple choices I would have given you. Beethoven, Edward Scissorhands, and Jurassic Park.
Because it's Nedry. Is he not the guy, the sweaty guy looking at Sharon Stone snatching Basic Instinct?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's in here. Yeah. Nobody cares. Right, number three. Ugh, these are easy ones, man. Remember this for my next time.
Fucking fuck you.
Who played Shaggy in the 2002 Scooby-Doo live version movie?
Matthew Lillard.
Shaggy! That wasn't me. It's Matthew Lillard, yeah. / Ivan Golak. That wasn't me.
Say it wasn't you.
Yeah, Skeet Ulrich, Jamie Kennedy, or Matthew Lillard. You're correct, son.
Okay.
Number four. Quote. Oh, God, man, what's wrong with me? These are all easy. It's a quote.
Okay.
That is not the quote.
Most quotes are quotes.
I want you to draw me like one of your French girls.
Titanic.
Fucking what? The multiple choice is Colour of the Night, Titanic, or Space Jam.
Colour of the Night? What the fuck is that?
Bruce Willis, when he gets his cock out.
Okay.
Space Jam. When Bugs Bunny gets his car out.
Okay.
I'm sure Welker was in Space Jam.
No doubt.
Okay, last one. Oh god, these are so super easy. What links JFK, Mississippi Burning, and Mallrats?
JFK, Mississippi Burning, Mallrats.
Snoochie Boochies.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know, I need to take multiple choice on that.
Alright. Shannon Doherty, Michael Rooker, or Ethan Suplee?
Michael Rooker.
You are correct, sir. Have a chocolate coloured pretzel.
Yes. The driest, shittest thing you could give me.
Oh no. No, I don't remember in the movie, it comes from his ass.
Oh fuck. Okay.
Still the driest thing you can give me.
Yeah. Shit is dry.
Alright, so how many was that? That was a lot.
A lot.
I think you got everything right apart from, well, you had two multiple choices. Mm. So that's 8 out of 10. Mm. Well done.
Would you like a chocolate covered pretzel?
Right, let's close this thing down then, Neil.
Yeah. That's us. We've done it.
We've done.
80s cartoons. 80s cartoon intros. What more do you want?
Thanks. Cartoon.
Les Welker.
Tough shit. He's still going right now.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Excellent.
Yeah, so join us for the next episode, which is going to be Point Break.
Yeah, Point Break, man.
Yeah, not the shitty remake.
No, hells no.
No. Swayze.
Busey.
Reeves. Kydus.
Yeah, Kydus.
Yeah, so join us on Facebook if you'd like to speak to us. Or yeah. X. Insta.
Insta massive.
Yeah. So, Neil, thank you very much.
Ian, thank you very much.
And it would be remiss to not go out with a loud explanation mark like half of the intros.
Okay.
Goodbye!
Later. Sound effect, dude.